Fine, Baha'i, let's make a few catch-ups today. So today's Daf Mem Hei. Daf Mem Hei starts from Siman Ayin Resh, right? That's the minhag that we don't say Siman Resh Ayin, which is Ra. We say Ayin Resh. Okay, this is one of the minhagim of Klai Yisrael. We're talking about a Siman, right? It means two things, a Siman Omen. It also means the number Siman that we're learning. I apologize if you hear the background music. They're building a train. They've decided to build a train right outside our apartment. Anyway, it's a Siman Ayin Resh. The Siman 270. It's about Bam Malikin. We'll do it very fast. There is a minig to say Bam Malikin. When do we say it? The Mechaber says we say it before Baruch Hu, before Tfilas Arvis, and that's the right time to say it. And that's actually the minig that most Ashkenazim have. Now, however, this custom was probably could be defined as anachronistic, and I'll let the linguist decide if this is considered a real anachronistic custom or not. The reason why it's said before Baruch Hu is presumably that Baruch Hu is when they accepted Shabbos. If you look throughout Hilchos Shabbos, it's mentioned many times, Baruch Hu is when they accepted Shabbos. So the last minute playing with the fire before Shabbos began would be when you're saying Bam Malikin. Therefore, the last minute reminders of how to deal with the fire and the oils and the wicks, they said Bam Malikin before they accepted Shabbos. Obviously, nowadays it's not true for a few reasons. First of all, we say L'chadoy de Mizmor Shir L'yom HaShabbos, we accept Shabbos before Baruch Hu and before Bam Malikin. That's first of all. Second of all, we're all in shul. We're not doing any fires. It's already much later. Shabbos is already accepted earlier on by everyone in their houses, because we don't usually say Baruch Hu. We don't usually say Baruch Hu before nightfall. But this would be a pretty good proof that, in general, Baruch Hu was said before nightfall. Baruch Hu was said early on, so it's almost basically like an early Shabbos. Could be not so early, but an early Shabbos concept. It is a discussion throughout Hilchos Shabbos. What was the normal way? When was the normal time to accept Shabbos? Seems again over here to be that Baruch Hu was said before nightfall. Anyways, like I said, Bam Malikin was said right before you accepted Shabbos, and we kept it there. Lo yizaza b'mimkayma, as the Gemara likes to say sometimes. It didn't move from its original place, although right now it doesn't really make sense that it's there. A different minhagim about when it's Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed or Chanukah, all kinds of different minhagim that the Mechaber and the Rambam talk about. The prevailing minhag is that we do say Bam Malikin on Chanukah, even though the halachas of Chanukah are different than Shabbos. So on Friday night Chanukah, we do say Bam Malikin. As far as Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, we do not say Bam Malikin. Okay, that is how it comes out. Mishnah Berurah has a few other points about it, but it doesn't change the words of the Mechaber. We'll leave it like that. Siman Resh Ayin Aleph is starting the halachas of Kiddush. It's a short page. We'll do it quickly. First, it says that when a person comes home, we should make Kiddush right away. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason Magdimim, we should do it right away. He does point out, there's a famous Magen Avraham that points out that a person did say Ma'ariv, the assumption is he said Ma'ariv and Shul. And when he said Ma'ariv and Shul, he already mentioned the concept of Kedusha Shabbos in your davening. And therefore, Min HaTorah, according to Torah law, you already made your Kiddush, because you don't need the cup. That's the discussion Magen Avraham says. According to that, you don't have to rush so fast to make the Kiddush, because you already yotze. But the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch says, supposed to say it right away in order to get the mitzvah going. There's a lot more coming up about that, about the davening mitzvah versus the mitzvah during davening versus the mitzvah on the cup. There's a lot more about that. But the Mishnah Berurah adds over here a very important point. If you have people waiting to eat, people in the house, your wife, your kids, and for sure, or guests, and for sure, a person should not prolong the night and should get straight to the Kiddush and the Suda. Okay, Sif Beis points out that women are chayv and kiddush just like men, even though it's a mitzvah asish as man grama. There's a general klal that women don't do a time bound positive mitzvah asish as man grama. Kiddush they're chayv because the Torah connects the lavim, the prohibitions of Shabbos, it connects it to the commandments of Shabbos like kiddush. The word zoch v'shomer, like we know, we're said together zoch v'shomer. They were said together, and therefore, since they were said together, so it's considered a hekesh. And women who are definitely have to keep Shabbos, they're not allowed to do any of the averis, any of the malachas, So they also do Kiddush because HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected the keeping of the Malachas together with the Kiddush by saying them in one breath by Aseres HaDibra, Zachar V'Shamer were said together. For all those who forgot the background, right, there's two Aseres HaDibras in the Torah and Parshas Sisra. The first one, it's a Zachar and Parshas Baschanan. It's the second one, it's a Shamer. And Chazal tell us that Hashem said both at the same time, connected the Zachar and the Shamer. Connected the Zachar, the positive mitzvahs, to the Shamer, the negative mitzvahs, the Lavin. Therefore, it comes out very importantly that woman is chayav min haTorah as opposed to children. Children are only chayav min derabbanan. The Torah did not command children anything because they're not fully mature enough to get commandments. It's what the Gemara calls la bar das. So somebody who is not bar mitzvah or not bas mitzvah cannot be moitzi an adult woman. A woman for sure can make kiddush herself. There's some type of misconception that a woman can't make kiddush herself. She's a lad. If she knows how to make kiddush, she can make it herself. Obviously, the custom is that the husband comes home and makes kiddush for the whole family. There is a question if a woman can be moitzi other people. It's a shar tzion, sifkatan tas. It discusses arvus by a woman. It's a famous discussion. Probably because of that reason, that it's not 100% clear she could exempt other people. That's why if there are other people there, the minhag is that the father, the man, makes the kiddush for everyone and not the woman, because it's not 100% clear that she can be moitzi other people. It's all based off of psukim of arvus and sefer dvarim, and it's not really contrary to popular belief. It's not really a feminist issue. It's just a very technical issue, so to speak, of how to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu included in the arvus. Now, yes, that's true, that could be an anti-feminist thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, only included the men. This is a discussion way too long for now, but what can we do? Yes, the head of the household in the times of the Chumash is clearly the men. It says, the Mishpachosim Leves HaVoisim. That's why we take on the father's family as the halacha of which family you belong to. It goes by the father. Anyways, it's a technical point of arvus, if women were included or not. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion brings a machlekes. And therefore, since it's not 100% clear if a woman can be moitzi a man, so that's why a man, it's preferable a man should be the one to be moitzi other people. Mishnah Berurah and all the poskim can point out, even though the man was yotze deraisa and is only chayav now derabbanan, he's able to be moitzi anyone who's still chayav min haTorah, any man who didn't daven or a woman who didn't daven. And the woman or the man who didn't daven is still chayav in kiddush min haTorah. The man who came on from shul is only chayav midrabbanan. It's no problem. He could be moitzi. The din arvus allows him to be moitzi the woman. This is discussed in the Mishnah Berurah, all the other poskim. A few different reasons given to why that's true. But the main reason is because we hold that the chayav midrabbanan that he still has on him to make kiddush is enough to warrant that he could be moitzi anybody else, because he is for sure included in the din of arvus, and that's the psak halacha. There are other opinions that point out that the man didn't have in mind to be moitzi his kiddush until he gets home with the cup, and then for sure, since mitzvah svichas kavana on a din taira, kiddush is a halacha min haTaira, he needs kavana, so then for sure he still needs to make kiddush min haTaira, and then there's no question at all. So there are different answers given, but for sure everyone holds that it's not a problem. And that is the prevailing minhag, like we said before.